State Education Department sworn to nix DEI policies or lose federal funding. By Amy Furr on February 15, 2025. State education departments across America are being warned to remove diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI policies or face the consequences. In a letter on Friday, the U.S. Department of Education, DOE, Office for Civil Rights explained to all 50 states they have 2 weeks to comply, Fox News reported. The DOE's Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Craig Treanor wrote in a letter. The department will no longer tolerate the overt and covert racial discrimination that has become widespread in this nation's educational institutions. The law is clear, treating students differently on the basis of race to achieve nebulous goals such as diversity, racial balancing, social justice, or equity is illegal under controlling Supreme Court precedent. The department intends to take appropriate measures to assess compliance with the applicable statutes and regulations based on the understanding embodied in this letter beginning no later than 14 days from today's date, including anti-discrimination requirements that are a condition of receiving federal funding. Institutions that fail to comply with federal civil rights law may, consistent with applicable law, face potential loss of federal funding. The link to the letter was shared online Friday by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, which Elon Musk leads. The DOE recently cut 29 DEI training grants totaling $101 million as DOGE works to help eliminate wasteful government spending, Breitbart News reported on Tuesday. The article noted that President Donald Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office aimed at ending DEI programs in the federal workforce. In addition, DOGE recently launched an official website in order to be maximally transparent while performing its mission, Breitbart News reported on Thursday. Almost immediately after left-wing tech publication Gizmodo published a piece Wednesday claiming that the billionaire Tesla CEO is a fountain of lies because the DOGE.gov landing page was empty. Despite a constant stream of updates coming from the DOGE X account, the website went live with a breakdown of federal employees and regulations, the article said.